The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order, brought to you by Shellhead Comics, the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at ShelleheadComics.com. I'm Jason Duvall. With me as always, my best friend and cohort and partner in crime, the one and only Dave Draper.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Crime.
Crime. Shenanigans.
I almost committed a crime.
What did you do, David?
So I was at Target the other day.
Oh, another Target story.
Another Target story.
Bastards.
Good old Target.
Bastards.
Yeah, I was running errands because we're supposed to get a big storm this weekend. And,
yep, yep.
And I was out there, and against my better judgment, I went to Target.
Hmm.
I was poking around, and they had a Lego set for Lego Batman that I have to assume is an exclusive.
Right.
Because I've never seen it in the catalogs. Oh. I've never seen it anywhere.
Interesting.
And it's really cool. It's the Penguin's car.
Neat.
You know, you have the Joker's car.
Yeah,
and the Penguin has, like, this cool giant Rolls-Royce thing. Looks like a white version of the Red Skull's car from the first Captain America movie.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I'm like, oh, that's neat. And so I picked that up, and then I'm, like, looking around, and they had these the Star Wars Hot Wheels, the character cars.
Yeah.
And there's a two-pack that I've been looking for since the toys for Rogue One came out, because they showed it on the back.
Right.
Which was Luke and the Rancor. And then I looked up, and they had Bosk and Boba Fett. And I'm
nice. Well, I got to buy those.
I'm getting the Bosk one.
Yeah, exactly.
So I go through, and of course they have two cashiers, because the best way to compete with Amazon is to have huge lines of people.
Of course.
So I go to the self-checkout. I get in line, and I'm like, you know, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Lego set rings up.
Right.
Like, hooray! Yeah. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Boba Fett car, Boba Fett and Boss car. Rings up.
Yay.
You know, the one that I didn't even know existed.
Right.
Hooray! The Luke Rancor one. Man.
Oh.
Please see assistance.
Son of a...
This is like, ah, are you kidding me? So I had to wait and wait. Because there were three of them that weren't running the registers or doing anything. They were just standing around talking to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so one of them finally came over and, like, started, like, boop, boop, boop. And like, she put me into the payment screen. And I'm... Of course, like an idiot, instead of just going, thank you, ma'am, and paying for the two things, and just putting the third one in the bag.
Right.
I'm like, oh, ma'am, no, you don't understand. I still need to buy this one. She's like, oh, okay, boop, 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 scan. Please see assistant. It's like, what is wrong with you people? She went, she talked to somebody, she came back. I'm like, it's the exact, I mean, yeah, it's not the exact same thing, but it's the same price. It's the same blah, it's the same blah.
Right.
It's actually older than the one that's scanned because your people didn't bother to scan them.
Right.
They come in and they're supposed to scan them into the system. They don't do that. They just put them out. Like, ugh. But like afterwards, I'm like, I should have just let that payment screen come up, paid for those two things, and taken the third one and just left.
Yeah.
Just rip them off that $7.
Yeah.
Target. And as I'm standing there, that's when I... A lot of people, like, and it's weird, because I'm pretty sure I've cursed out Target on my Facebook page before.
Yes, you have.
But this one got, like, a real response. Like, people were like, what's going on? What happened with Target?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, like, you didn't like allude to what had happened at first.
They suck. I mean, why do I need a reason? They're Target.
Yes, I agree.
I hate them.
Yep.
I hate them so much.
I went to Walmart last night running errands, because Carrie was like, we need buns, and this, and that, and this, and that. And I'm like, oh. Like, I just wanted to come home, but all right, fine. I'll shoot. I'll go to Walmart, fine. Means I can get a big thing of chocolate milk. I'm happy.
No, well, there you go.
So I go to Walmart, and of course I'm by myself, and I don't have the fire hair going. Let's just go to the groceries.
You looked at the toys.
Yeah, you don't need to look at the toys. Well, I looked at the toys, and I'm surprised. I was like, oh, they got a lot of new stuff out on the shelves. Like they had all the Voltron lines for the 18-inch.
I think they had them. They had an end cap at Target.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's cool. I was like, I don't have $100 to spend on all those, or I'd buy them because I like, you know. I'm like, but then again, it doesn't look like all the Voltrons I have, so...
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that's a pass for me. It's a cool-looking toy. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then I looked over and I saw the WWE stuff, and they had all but two. They didn't have Warrior and they didn't have Undertaker, but the new Walmart-exclusive Hasbro-stylized WWE figures features. And they had all of them except the two classic figures, which I don't really care about. I'm like, I have the original Hasbro ones, but I'm like, I kind of want Cena... And I kind of want Reigns, And, you know, I kind of want these. They're kind of neat. And I was like, I had seen pictures earlier in the week of people posting pictures, and they're like $7.99. I'm like, well, that's not bad, $8. And then ours had them for like $10.99. I'm like, ugh.
Of course.
I'm like, I'm not spending $11 on these. I'm like, they're neat, but eh, another easy pass for me. And then I did see a bunch of, like, they had the Lego Batman Lego sets out in the aisle finally and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I was surprised. I was like, oh, I'm like, five. Everyone's like talking, like, we can't find Voltron. I'm like, I'm looking at all five lions and an extra black lion, like right here in front of me.
Yeah, I think I found them at, I definitely found them at Target, and I'm pretty sure I saw them at Toys R Us.
And it's kind of funny, too, because the back of the package is like, also includes, you know, a little, like the little, a jet car, whatever the pilots ride to the lions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you look, and it's like painted on the back, and of course, you look on the front and look at it, and you're like, oh, well, of course, it's Playmates. And it's just a, like, it's a slightly colored piece of plastic that has a little paint apps on the front of it. And then the figure and the seat are all, like, one color black. And I'm like, I can't even tell what I'm looking at. And that was for, like, every pilot. I'm just like, well, this is kind of silly.
So the big one doesn't have actual pilots like the old toy does.
No. Okay. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, boo.
Which is kind of sad. And they haven't released or even said they're going to release figures for the pilots. Like, just for the lions and the sword and all that. Maybe they'll do something else at Toy Fair. And that was something else, too, is that Toy Fair. Let's see if I can pull this up now that since we just started talking about Toy Fair.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to see if I can't pull this up while we're talking. But the Voltron stuff in person was really cool. I can see why people are kind of raving about it. It was neat. I was like, well, that's cool. I don't know if it's something. Whoops, I don't know if it's something that I want. You know, again, it's like it's $100. I'm like, I don't really have $100 to spend on it right now. So I'll pass on it, but it's pretty. but the WWE stuff though was really like bummed me out because I'm like, I kinda want those, but I don't want to spend that much money. Toy Fair made some interesting rule changes this year for YouTube channels. For a YouTube channel to be able to attend a Toy Fair as a member of the press. The YouTube channel needs a minimum of 250,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Kids are allowed as long as you sign a liability waiver and they are an integral part of this channel. The channel must post at least one video a week, and you have to be registered by February 1st of this year. And I think that's they're cracking down on YouTubers. I'm surprised they haven't started cracking down on bloggers yet, because that seems to be like the biggest. Like, over the years...
Yeah, that seems to be the easiest thing to scam.
Yeah, more and more and more, like, these little WordPress sites for toys have gotten credentials and shown up at Toy Fair, and they're, like, scheduling these interviews, or they don't know how to do Toy Fair, so they just, like, show up to booths and be like, hey, we want to talk about your toys, and they're like... People are like, Randy Falk are like, dude, no, you didn't schedule any... Do you have a meeting scheduled? Then no, not at all. You know, and I've seen some people already kind of complain about it, but the fact of the matter is that Toy Fair is a business.
Yeah, it's an industry. Yeah.
It's an industry environment. It is not created for toy bloggers and websites and YouTubers to go and you know, interview. Although they do that, you know, and they've done it for many years now. But I think they're trying to crack down. I think a lot of the companies have started to complain, like, look, we're taking all these interviews with YouTubers and stuff, and we don't have the time to take, you know, we can't. Although that's on them, but you know, that's just my idea, is that they're somebody complained, they're like, you know, there needs to be a better control over who is allowed into this event. I wouldn't be surprised if one day, like, it just becomes an industry event again, and we don't see pictures or anything from Toy Fair unless they leak it themselves.
Nah, I think the big toy sites will still
be able to go.
Still be able to get in.
Yeah. Sites like the Foosh and Figures.com and TNI and stuff like that.
I'm sure Dan
can
get in.
Yeah, and Dan will probably go as a member of Toy News Eye, since they give out those awards every year now. They have the last couple of years. So he'll probably get in through Jay, but unfortunately, Danny's not at 250,000 subscribers.
What?
Yeah, not on YouTube.
I'm surprised.
He's not even at 200,000 yet, although he's climbing there. But yeah, he wouldn't be able to get in on his own through YouTube anymore. Like,
that's shocking.
Yeah, I was very shocked about that. I was like, really? I figured Dan would be on the climb to like 500 by now. But That's not on a Dan. That's on YouTube, because YouTube has slowed down tremendously.
That's a whole other story.
You know, that's a whole nother story altogether. They've just, like, stopped to a crawl with subscribers. They've stopped pushing people. It's a really weird, like, environment for YouTubers now. I go into the big things that came out that I wanted to talk about this week before we start talking about toy news is that Funko apparently is prepping themselves for a possible IPO or sale.
Wow.
Dave, would you like to explain to the people what IPO stands for?
Initial public offering. When you go public with your stock.
Yes.
It's that first amount of stock that you release to sale for the public.
Yes.
Which you, as the public, will never, ever be able to get to buy.
No.
No, like the fat cats and the big leaguers get that stuff snatched up.
Yes. Here's the story from ICV2.com, which ICV2 is the big comics station, basically.
Sure.
They're owned by Diamond. So okay. ICV2 was a thing in the back of Diamond, like an industry kind of magazine that dealers got, and they created their own website. Now they're kind of a news thing, so... licensed collectibles company Funko is making changes to position itself for possible initial public offering or sale, CEO Brian Mariotti told the Seattle Times. While he stressed that the company was open to multiple paths, two were mentioned. The company hopes to be ready for an initial public offering in 2015 or for sale to a strategic partner. Funko's sales have been booming, reflecting new non-pop lines and a large increase in the number of outlets for its products. With Walmart, Target, GameStop, and Hot Topic, as well as comic and game stores, they are likely well over 10,000 doors for the company's products. Funko also operates a subscription box program with 200,000 subscribers. Funko expected sales to come in around $425 million for 2016, up from $274 million in 2015, $107 million in 2014, and $40 million in 2013. That shows you how quickly they've grown since just 2013.
Yeah.
In just 3 years of business, they have skyrocketed to hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. The size of sales growth at the company 10 times in 3 years is staggering, as is the revenue number for the last year. Given that much of those sales is at wholesale discount, the retail sales represented by Funko are approaching those of the entire comics and graphic novel business in the U.S. and Canada. Entire. Like, everything Diamond sells to the U.S. and Canada, every comic company combined, Funko is at the comic business is currently at $1.3 billion, or they were in 2015, which means Funko has topped that, which is unreal. Recent changes at Funko include new management from Payless Shoe Source, Microsoft, and Inrix, and new board members with backgrounds at Nike and McDonald's. It's a very interesting dichotomy of people.
Who better to design toys?
Yes. I saw that today and just thought that was super, super interesting. Like, I was like, well, that's... kind of different. Like, I get that they're super popular and that their growth has hit that high, but it's like, really, are we...
Yeah, but you wonder what Tyco or I think it was just Ty, what they were like at the height of the Beanie Baby thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which, and they never sold, and they probably should have got out while they was getting was good.
Yeah.
Whereas Funko, it seems like every store has end caps full of Funko stuff that doesn't seem to sell. We see it more and more at shows.
Oh, yeah. We see walls of it at shows.
Walls of it at shows. I know stores like Jeffrey Allen's this year had Funko Pops in their stores. So it's just you see this large, large push. And, yes, Funko has just about every license under the sun that they've made figures of and continue to make toy, you know, pops of and bobbles and what are their little stuff line called?
Dorbs,
that all that stuff.
They
continue to like push those out, but it just seems like it's nearing an oversaturation to where you're going to see deep discounts on stuff because people are going to like Barnes and Noble's going to be like, it's stuff's not selling. Yeah. Like the reaction stuff. Like,
well, doesn't it look like it, the last couple times I've been in there, it doesn't look like they're keeping up that cube.
No,
of the pops.
Of the pops, yeah, and like you know the reaction stuff was. Like, you know, just example, in Barnes & Noble, it was huge. It was everywhere in Barnes & Noble. It was on end caps.
Yeah.
They had a huge
display. Well, they had an end cap in Toys R Us, too.
And then suddenly it just, like, dried up and nobody was buying it because well, the figures sucked.
They sucked, yeah.
And everyone had bought what they wanted, and they were nobody knew was buying them, because it wasn't like the Pops, where it was a non-collector that's just a drive-by-night fan of, like, Friends could be like, oh, I can get this cute little thing of some of the Friends characters. It's adorable. I can get a little Rachel to put on my desk at work. How cute.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of stuff, the reason
that's the sales. That's the reason it's so big, is there's that crossover.
Yeah. But eventually, even those people are going to be like, eh, I've got one of those. I don't need any more. But it's almost like I see the end in sight for Funko, like, and maybe they do to a degree too, like they're hoping a public offering will allow them to survive the eventual crash of the Funko Pop vinyls.
Could be.
Which I'm sure will get a lot of angry people saying, oh, they're not crashing, they're doing great. Well, okay. Everyone has their own opinion of the matter, I suppose, and apparently Dave and I have created problems in the past, so...
What?
Why not, yes.
When did we create problems?
Oh, you know.
Apparently I don't.
The whole Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher was a horrible we'll deal with actress. That later. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, number one, I was... Like, it's been a long week, because there was a point where I was going to start the week by doing this whole thing where I was reading a statement. I wasn't reading the statement, I was speaking freely of my own free will.
Yes.
First of all, I never said she was a horrible actress her whole career.
No, not even that.
Not even that. I just thought she did a bad performance.
Gave her a bum role in Force Awakens.
And some of it was.
CGI'd a lot of her age lines and stuff out, and looked really weird.
And I do feel like, you know, talking to you about it afterwards, after the kerfluffle, that a lot the of it was that she had the most George Lucas-esque dialogue to deliver.
Yes.
And, you know, like, Ewan McGregor couldn't do that crap.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Like Liam Neeson couldn't pull that crap off.
Not at all.
So, you know, and there were other I didn't like her. I'm sorry. The smoker's rasp took me out of it.
Yes.
That does not happen to us all.
No, it doesn't.
And I got a little shirty when someone kind of challenged us on the boards. And my original response was, hey, look. Agree to disagree.
Let's agree to disagree.
And then they kind of went this, well, you know, you said that, you know, she was old and that. And
your response was like, yeah, and I also said Harrison Ford was butt old Han Solo, which was friggin' true.
Yeah, and
the man is not a young spring chicken. He's almost 80 at this point.
And he was one of the best things about that film. Yes. Now we're going to get this. One of the best things about the film? I think not. But, I mean, it's just it was very clear where that person was going very fast, and I didn't appreciate it. It's like, I think you can make a decent argument that she wasn't the worst thing in the film.
Yeah, but she wasn't the best thing.
I've got a friend who just apparently was attacked by a planet-destroying super weapon as a child, and anytime that shows up in a film, he gets twitchy and angry about it. But, you know, I mean, you can make an argument that recycling the plot from New Hope was the worst part of the film.
I agree.
There are a lot of flaws in the film that you can pick at. You know, so like I said, you can agree to disagree, but make an argument. That's always been my thing that makes me mad. It's like, make an argument. Don't just say, well, you know, you just have an issue because she's an older woman and you're a sexist and you don't want to have sex with her. And it's like,
wow, that came out of left field.
Well, that was from the other podcast.
Oh, fair enough.
Which I think is where a lot of stuff got said.
Yeah.
Because another co-star basically, you know, felt, you know, as we've discussed before in private, felt the obligation to let anyone within earshot know that anything with two X chromosomes made him...
Women!
Very, very... He was very, very heterosexual, and he wanted everyone to know that.
Yes, which is usually a sign of a closet case.
Well, okay. I didn't want to quite go all the way there, but... The point being that in an earlier discussion, we had talked about a young actress from Big Bang Theory, who I also didn't find particularly attractive.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Is that the one that's Penny?
Yes.
Yeah, she's fine. I mean, she's not ugly, but she's just...
she's not Dave's cup of tea.
In a world with Olivia Wilde, you're low on the list. Olivia Wilde, Franka Jansson,
Very good use of the word kerfuffle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I like that. That was very nice.
Thank you.
It was a touching sentiment. Kerfuffle.
I'm just like, look, if you've got a bone to pick with us, I'm fine with you calling us out and making an argument. If it's this sort of PC bullying crap. Yeah, I'm not. You're not gonna win me over, and you're not gonna make me. I'm too old.
Yeah,
and sort of too.
We were of an age where there was no thing. I mean, there was politically correctness, but it wasn't as bad as it is
become. In our days, it was called being polite.
Yeah, it's called being polite.
You didn't use certain words because you weren't an uneducated jackass.
Yes.
You know, because you didn't want to be rude to people who were different than you. Not because you weren't allowed to use that word.
We get off subject here, but I had seen somebody on one of the sites on Facebook, like, there was this huge complaint from I don't know what this guy did, but he was like, oh, can you believe this show, The Mick? How horrible! How can Fox release such an awful, awful program that's so awful to people? Blah blah blah. And I'm like, you guys don't get comedy, do you? Like, yeah, apparently not. I just wanted to chime back. You never watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, have you? You ever watched Rick and Morty? Any of these shows?
You've never watched Rick and Morty.
I've watched some Rick and Morty. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought you would.
You ever watched these shows? I'm like, it's comedy.
Well, if it's...
And comedy is subjective.
It's Fox. Yes. What was the show that made Fox?
Dun, 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 bum, bum, ba, da, ba, da, ba, dum. Love and Marriage. Married with Children was the most politically incorrect show of its age when it was on TV in the late 80s through the 90s.
Yeah.
It was the biggest source at the time of headlines for television.
And then Simpsons came along. And it was a huge controversial thing.
Like, The Mick is no different. Like, every once in a while a show comes along that just goes, you know what? Screw it. We're going to be a comedy, and we don't care whose feelings we hurt.
Yeah.
And to me, that makes me happy, because in a day and age where comedians can't even go on stage and exercise...
Well, they don't want to go on college campuses anymore.
Yeah.
It's
a wasteland. It's like, yeah. Why would I go there? I can't even do my material. You'll tell that I'm a strong proponent of stand-up comedians.
I know
so.
You are.
But yeah, they were complaining about The Mick, and I was like, because there's an upcoming episode where the premise of the show, you haven't seen it, have you?
I've seen commercials. She's the aunt, and she's the aunt. She's a total wreck.
She's a complete...
She's basically apparently D from Sunny.
She's D from Sunny, turned up to about 1,000 with way more confidence.
Yeah.
Like, way more confidence.
That's probably not a good thing.
No, and the premise that's put forth in the pilot is she goes to her sister's house for a party. Like, she wasn't even invited. She just found out about this party. And she goes, and her sister's there, you know, and they live in this hoity-toity mansion, and they're really rich. And her sister's like, you know, like, oh, you know, what are you doing here? And they talk. And then the FBI raids the place and arrests her sister and her sister's husband for, like, tax evasion and fraud and espionage. And then the sister and brother flee the country. And they're like, well, we're going to leave you in front of the, you know, we're going to leave you in charge of the kids. Bye. And she's like, no, wait, you know, so she's suddenly the legal guardian to, you know, this 15 or 16 year old girl, this like 10 or 11 year old boy, and this like 6 year old kid, the 6 year old boy. And in an upcoming episode, the little clip I've seen is the 6 year old boy is like in a dress and he's like, I'm a transformer. Because he's in this, like, little blue dress, and she goes, you're trans something. I'm like, that's brilliant. Like, the last episode, he got into her birth control pills because he heard her telling the older daughter that they were magic. Like, they're, like, you know, they think they're magic pills, you know? And he's like, oh. So he starts taking them. And, well, comedy ensues with a small child who suddenly becomes very moody because he's jacked up on...
I'm just making a face because I'm like, South Park, get it. That was their Obamacare episode.
They did indeed. But it's a fun show. And then you've got something like the...
Come on, bro. Kick the baby, bro. Kick the baby.
You got something like the season 12 premiere of It's Always Sunny, where the name of the episode was The Gang Turns Black.
Yeah, I still need to see that.
You haven't watched that yet?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, my God. It's brilliant. I'm surprised that didn't cause more controversy, because it's like...
Well, it's on FX.
Yeah, it is FX. It is on FXX, so it's not not quite in the public's
view.
It's kind of buried there a little bit.
Buried a little.
Batman Arkham Asylum is getting a Hot Toys figure of the Joker.
Okay.
So we're getting a 1/6 scale Arkham Asylum Joker figure. And he's
looks good.
Rather magnificent looking. As again, as all Hot Toys figures tend to be, he is
a good call to go with Asylum.
He is a good call to go with Asylum.
Well, as opposed, because by city he's in bad shape and
yes. But it looks like a beautiful figure. I mean, it's well done, and looks like we'll probably get this sometime next year.
Yeah, but they tend to show off stuff pretty far in advance.
Yeah, they do. But yeah, it's a pretty cool figure. So any Hot Toys collectors out there buying Batman stuff, he's probably going to be one to have. Mezco is still bringing out Thundercat stuff, which I thought they were done.
Well, apparently you were wrong.
Apparently I was wrong. But they announced two new 14-inch Mega Thundercats figures in the coming year, as well as a glow-in-the-dark Mumm-Ra. Which is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
But
I was about to be like, oh, another Mumm-Ra. Yep. We need one of those. And it's like, oh, glow in the dark. Okay.
But the Mega Lion-O figure, which will be coming.
Yeah, that's another one we need another of.
This deluxe edition will come with an open mouth roaring interchangeable head, a closed mouth interchangeable head, a removable claw shield, a long and short version of the Sword of Lions.
Omens.
Or Sword of Lions. Sword of Omens. Thank you, Dave. I'm still. Apparently, I'm still in Voltron mode.
Apparently.
And then, of course, Mumm-Ra will be...
I think that's Blazing Sword, isn't it? It's not Sword of Lions.
It is Blazing Sword, yes.
It's okay. You don't know anything about it.
I don't. I yeah.
You just know about Star Wars and G.I. Joe. I'll cover all the other toy lines.
Fair enough. Very interesting coming from Mezco later this summer. This was one that I thought was interesting.
This caught my mind.
Kong Skull Island. The movie is coming out later this spring?
Spring. It's one of the April earlier films.
May, I think, in May, possibly. Yeah. Which it's setting up our eventual crossover with Godzilla.
Yes, that clearly seems, because they've made Kong much bigger.
Yes, he's very large. And of course, they said that this will, like the last Godzilla film we got with Bryan Cranston, and this Kong movie takes place in the same universe.
That's what they say.
And eventually Kong and Godzilla are going to either fight or help fight something off. We don't know yet.
Oh, it's a fight.
Yes, but Kong Skull Island is coming out. There is a toy line coming for it, and you'll never guess the company that is releasing said toy line.
I sure as fudge did not guess what it was.
Laner Toys.
Makers of the Core.
Yes, of the Core figures. The cheap G.I. Joe knockoffs you can find at Walmart and have been able to find on the shelves at since the 80s at Kmart.
Yeah.
Laner Toys has been making these figures, and among other many things. They don't just make those figures.
No, they make other stuff. They did those WoW Girl things.
Yes. But they got the license for Kong Skull Island.
Yes.
Which is pretty amazing.
It's just pretty mind-blowing.
And surprisingly, the figures...
Kong looks pretty good. He doesn't seem to have any leg articulation.
No, he doesn't. Although
he looks big.
He looks big. He's 18 inches tall.
I'm guessing he's like rotocast? Is that the word?
Looks like he's rotocast with a ball-jointed head and then, arm articulation. And maybe the legs are articulated. It looks like they might swivel.
No, I don't think so.
It looks like they might swivel.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't know for sure.
I will find
you. But he comes with a little,
Well, here's the thing. Like, I was looking through these, and I noticed, like, after you get past Kong, it comes with a little soldier figure. Like basically, they're core sets with a plastic monster.
Yes.
So he's a core guy with King Kong. And then it's like, that one looks like a crazy Lovecraftian thing.
Yeah, it's like a core guy with this weird Lovecraftian
pterodactyl. But it's got like the weird tentacle face. Yeah. I'll probably get that one. But it's basically like a plastic monster with the core Jeep.
Yes.
You know? There's the boat.
The boat.
Core boat. The helicopter, like, is really... I have that one.
Yeah. It's just like they repackaged a lot of their old
stuff.
Yeah,
there's one of the creatures that appears prominently in the trailers. They've got him, and he's with, like, the little outpost, like, kind of outpost bivouac thing.
Yeah.
The skull. It's like a raptor, but it wears a skull on its head, or its head looks like a skull.
Interesting.
They've got a picture. I don't know if they've got a picture.
Yeah, I don't know if they've got a picture. Out. Yeah. Very interesting news to see that. I was like, well, that's...
I was going to say, because you're usually in Walmart more than I am. When you see Kong, let me know.
Yeah, I will. We finally got a look at the Funko Playmobil 6-inch
figures. I was wondering if they were even going to still do these.
We had heard about these last... Did we hear about these at Comic-Con?
Toy Fair.
Was it last year's Toy Fair?
Last year's Toy Fair.
They have finally released packaged pictures of these. They're going to be up... We get, we'll talk about it more, but we get Turtles, Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, Willy Wonka, and Doctor Who. It looks like the Turtle stuff is only It looks like there's a black and white Raphael from Entertainment Earth, but all of these will probably be onto, I don't know if they're going to be store shelves, which I'm sure they are because they're Funko, or you're going to get them from specialty shops. But these are 6-inch tall Playmobil type figures, but licensed. So
yeah, it's funny because I saw this, because I guess this article came up, and like I saw posts on my Facebook, people being confused and not understanding, and I'm like, you don't listen to our podcast?
Yeah.
If you had a podcast, I'd listen to it.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this thing forever.
We get Leonardo, Raphael, and Shredder from Turtles, Doc and Marty from Back to the Future, Ray and Peter from Ghostbusters, Willy Wonka and an Oompa Loompa from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the Matt Smith Doctor from Doctor Who.
Now, we get more than that, because we get, I know we get Baker, too.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, yeah, I guess we do. I guess there is, yep, there is, there's yeah. Baker. You are correct. He is the last picture that did not show up in the little,
That'll probably be the only one of the bunch I get.
The Fourth Doctor?
The Fourth Doctor.
Yeah, he's pretty neat looking.
And, you know, what confuses it is that they've got Ghostbusters, and then, of course, Playmobil actually got the Ghostbusters line.
Yes.
So it's just weird and confusing.
So we're getting an actual Playmobil Ghostbusters line. I don't know if this summer or closer to Halloween.
I can't remember.
I know they've been teasing it quite a bit.
Teasing it? They showed everything.
They did show everything, but hopefully here soon we'll get it. But yeah, these look a lot of fun. I mean, they're 6 inches tall. They're kind of, you know, they're big for Playmobil figures, but
no, they're huge for because Playmobil figures are a little bit roughly bigger. 4-inch.
Yeah, they're 4-3/4 inch. Yeah,
they're basically 3-3/4 inch from the waist up, and then the waist down. The legs are weird.
Yeah. So, but I mean, anyone who lived in France or over in, you know, Canada in the 80s. We had them in the 80s, but they weren't as popular.
We had them in the 70s.
They weren't as popular, though. Like,
I think Snooty Rich Kids had them in the 70s. Because I had a friend whose parents were both professionals and very well off.
Right.
And he had a bunch of them.
Because they really only were sold at, like...
Even in the 90s, they were only sold at, like, educational stores.
Right, until Toys R Us started carrying them late in the 90s.
Well, in 93, 94, Walden Books carried them.
Oh yeah,
because that's when I worked there, and they made a huge deal about it.
Yeah.
We're getting Playmobil, and that's only specialty stores, and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and then Target had them for a while,
and they got rid of them.
And then Toys R Us kind of like really took over.
Yeah, really carried them. Is that where you got your pyramid? Was Toys R Us?
Uh-huh.
Yep. When the pyramid came out,
literally, I was like, I've always wanted a pyramid. Like, they got a pyramid.
Yes.
I am buying it.
I'm buying a pyramid.
Also, because I let the Roman Colosseum slip away, and I kick myself every day.
You beat yourself up over that, don't you?
Oh, it's a toy of the Roman Colosseum.
And
with little lions to eat.
And for those of you who don't know, the Playmobil sets, like the big play sets, are usually closely scaled to 3-3/4 inch figures.
You can fudge it.
You can fudge it, yeah.
You can fudge. The only thing you really can't do with Playmobil is put a 3-3/4 inch figure in the vehicles.
Yes.
Now, you can have them standing next to them, and they'll look okay.
Yeah, but you can't.
They don't fit in them, because from the waist down, it's like they like from the waist to their feet is where like the knees would be on another figure.
Oh, yeah. So
they got that weird proportion thing.
So it's not
but
great.
From the waist up, they're 3-3/4 inch, so like... You know, I was talking to our friend Fred Meyer about this, you know, like cups and... Just, you know, newspapers and telephones and computers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All these little, like, accessories.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. NECA announced that they've got the collectibles and action figure license for the upcoming Blade Runner 2049.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me either.
I assume it's going to be R-rated.
I would assume. I can't imagine that it's going to be... and I'm sure with that license, they probably also have the Blade Runner license. Possibly, unless it's a separate thing.
Yeah, I know when they did Godzilla, they did, like, the classic Godzilla. Yeah. I would buy a classic Rick.
I imagine we'd get a classic Deckard.
Yeah.
And all that, so it'll be very interesting.
I would buy.
And something I saw that was very kind of cool from Shout Factory, who we know that have done a lot of animated 80s toy shows on DVD and Blu-ray, yes. And a lot of 80s TV shows. They have announced that they acquired the worldwide television format and ancillary rights to the classic TV game show Starcade. Do you remember Starcade?
No.
Starcade was basically a game show where you would go on and you would play a different arcade game in order to get a certain score to move on to they would show off new games and stuff. And like if you got to the final little section, you had to play a game like you'd never seen before sometimes, or, you know, something really hard and get a certain score in order to win a ton of prizes.
Okay.
Starcade was a Here's from the press release. Starcase is a classic game show from the 80s and is pure nostalgic fun, and we couldn't be more excited to work with the original show creators to retro boot Starcade for a new generation of fans. And it goes on to say, as we continue to actively expand our reach into production and development for new series, movies, unscripted shows, and specials, this deal exemplifies the type of content we plan to pursue, which taps into the interests and passions of our company's loyal fan base. Created by James Caruso and Mavis E. Arthur, Starcade first aired in 1982 during the dawn of the video game era and is widely recognized as the first ever video arcade game show. Featuring great gamers competing against rivals, playing the most popular games of the day in front of a live studio audience in order to win huge prize. Alex Trebek hosted one of the first pilots for the show, which was later picked up by Ted Turner to air on his then-fledgling cable station, WTPS. Starcade went on to air more than 130 episodes over three seasons on Turner. So it looks like we will be seeing more of this from Shout Factory in the future, but... That's kind of cool because I remember Starcade. I actually did watch the show when it was on for, you know, and it was a lot of fun because, you know, WTBS was one of the, like, it was like channel 6 on our cable station. Yeah. Like, it was almost kind of like a local station, but it was the first nationwide, like,
yeah,
station basically. Even before you could get WGN-TV everywhere or WKPLR.
I think I always got KPLR.
Did you?
Yeah. The St. Louis one?
Yeah. Yes, the St. Louis. So, I don't even know if they're in business anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Sad. Very sad. One of the things I wanted to work on this year as my New Year's resolution was, we kind of talked about it, the fact that Carrie and I were going to kind of work on the house and get it ready to get inspected in order to get it reevaluated to remortgage the house, basically.
Yeah, you mentioned
to that. Get our payments down. And one of the other one of the things we have to do that is we have to inventory the collection. Like, it all has to have pictures and descriptions, and it has to be, like, everything has to have, the collection whole has to have a value attached to it. And so I've kind of been looking at, you know, what can I use short of, like, an Excel spreadsheet, which is kind of basic, like that will include pictures and I'll be able to brands and lines. I found this thing called Datacrow, and I found it just by accident. And it's something that you can actually build your own templates for. And somebody had gone through, and it's a collection program, but somebody had gone through and made a template that they had built for Transformers, which they kind of left it as basic as possible so you could do whatever you wanted with it. So there's a way you can, like, remove... Oh, I don't know what the dog's doing back there. There's a way you can remove certain...
He's going wild.
Hey, get out of that. There's a way that you can remove, like...
He's like...
Get out of that. Eat this. Oh my gosh. I don't know what you're hunting for in there, but it stops now. As everyone hears the bag crumble everywhere. Yeah. But it's easy. It takes a little bit of learning curve, but it was easy to figure out what, like, you know, he had brand and he had faction and all this stuff, and it was easy to go in there and take out what I didn't want. But I kind of started taking pictures and piecing my collection in here. And it's pretty easy. Like, you can set it, like, I've got Police Academy's Defenders of the Earth and Robin Hood Prince of Thieves in here so far. So I've got a whole
A-list.
I've got a whole shelf done. Like, I did a whole shelf.
Gotcha.
It's not all up here yet, but I did, like, that shelf that has those and the Spiral Zone figures and some cereal boxes. Like, I did the whole thing.
Okay.
And then I started to piece it in and put it in, and it was you can set it up like Police Academy. I've got it set up by the playset, Series 1, Series 2, Series 3, and vehicles. So, you know, you can pop in and double click it, and it'll give you notes. You know, it'll tell you the manufacturer, the brand, the line, which is the brand being Police Academy, the line being, like, the series. And Dave can tell just by looking at it. It's actually pretty, you know, it puts everyone in there alphabetically.
Yeah.
It allows you up to 4 pictures at a time. So, like, some of these have, like, you can click on Azeem and you can see, like, there's a picture of him and there's a picture of his sword, because that was the only I took some pictures of accessories, and other ones I was like, well, you can see everything he comes with, so I'm not going to take pictures of everything. But it just gives you an idea of what you can do with it. And I really liked it. I really thought that was this was probably the best thing. I tried a couple others before I hit upon Datacrow, And I was like, okay, well, this actually works really well. Like, I'll actually be able to list everything in there, and you can create, like, right now it's under figures, but I can create one for, like, cereal boxes and, like, Happy Meal toys and, you know, fast food premiums and stuff like that, and list everything out. So you'll be able to actually go, you know, go through the different lines and the different parts and pull everything up. You know, right now I've got it all just by line listing, so you can see, you know, different areas of the earth, the police academy, Robin Hood. So, it's very cool though. If anyone wants to check it out, you can look up Data Crow, just Google Data Crow, and you'll find the program. And then it just kind of look up Data Crow toy, and you'll find the little thing to download that somebody built for it that's still out there. So, that was kind of cool. I was kind of glad to find something like that, because I'm like, it's been really hard to find a program that would properly allow me to do what I wanted to do with it. Like I said, you know, it's kind of boring. Just, you know, a spreadsheet that says, ah, here's this line, here's these figures, they're complete, here's the price. I'm like, they're going to want pictures too, so that's the best way to go. Here's everything. That's all the collection.
Okay.
I figured you'd be a little bit more
nope.
vocal about
nope.
that. Fair enough.
Nope.
Fair enough.
You know, there isn't time enough on Earth to try to put my stuff together and get it done like that.
Hmm. Fair enough.
Sorry, it was a fine thing. It was a good thing that you talked about.
Do you want to do yours next?
My collection?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to like lose two or three cats to have the kind of free time to come over and do mine. We're gonna have to go through the accessory. We're gonna have to go through those bins of just accessories
and piece everything back together.
Get Kavanaugh's guides together and like just figure out whose guns go to.
Dude, that's a Saturday afternoon for me.
That's
Danny.
That's several Saturday. I told you, Jay literally shrieked in horror at the sight of it because his is all like organized and and quarter. He saw that bin of just G.I. Joe guns and he was like,
"You're like what, man?
Unclean.
That's what happens.
Like whatever, man. I do what I want.
Whatever." Yeah, that scares me a little bit too.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah. I know, right?
That's frightening. Well, what do you say we answer some fan questions?
Yeah, if we must.
Our buddy Mike Blanchard says, "What is the one single toy you're looking forward to in 2017?" I don't know if I really have an answer for that, because I'm not like we've seen bits and pieces of stuff, but
I know the theoretical toy that I'm most looking forward to.
Yes, what's that?
Seasoned, experienced Luke Skywalker.
Oh yes, because we do not have an old, but old.
No, Luke no, yet. Seasoned and experienced. No, old people are wonderful, enough. And we cherish them.
Well, I'm gonna say, but old Luke Skywalker.
He's got it. They gotta do a figure of him for
episode. Yeah, I'm surprised.
And I'm sure the outfit's exactly the same.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Because they're saying I saw a report. Spoiler alert: that he and Rey are gonna be the main characters of Episode 8, and I'm like,
why is that a spoiler?
I'm like, okay, that. So the thing that the most obvious direction they could take the movie, they're going to go, okay.
Yeah, we
good, because that's what I want.
Yeah, we kind
of
knew that.
I kind of want them to be the focus of the story. Yeah. I like Finn, I like Poe, and I hope that they're a good backup story, but I kind of want it to be about Luke and Rey.
Yeah, kind of figured that.
Yeah, well, who knows with these people anymore?
I'm looking forward to seeing what some of the Comic-Con exclusives are this year.
Yeah.
Because I've got an idea of where one company is going with something, and it kind of excites me.
Ooh, so you're going to have to tell me that after the thing, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know it too, but
I have no idea. No, I think I do.
Yes.
Do I have one of these sets already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
the other thing that I'm curious about, and I think we're all, like Joe fans are all curious about what the con set's going to be.
Yeah, they've been dropping hits.
And they've teased it that Cobra is even more cold-blooded than usual, so everyone's like,
Battle Force 2000 versus
They're thinking bats. Cobra Law. They're thinking bats. They're thinking snow serpents. Cobra Law would be. That would be the one set that would excite me. If it's just a bunch of bats, and if it's just a bunch of snow serpents, it's like we had that Arctic set.
Yeah.
That we already got.
So it'd be interesting to see Battle Force versus
Cobra Law. Have they confirmed Battle Force? I don't know where everyone's getting Battle Force from.
People have been reading too much into their little hints. They're like, and G.I. Joe's a force to be reckoned with. Everybody's like, it's Battle Force!
Oh,
like,
I gotcha. Yeah,
well, we don't know that yet, but okay. Fair enough. Yeah, the concept will be interesting this year to see what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really excited about anything this year. Like, I'll be more excited after February to see what we get in Toy Fair.
Well, yeah.
To see what we get an idea of what's coming out. Like, you know, Titan Wars was fun, but I only picked up a few pieces. And there's still stuff coming out that I want, but I haven't seen any of the new stuff yet, so.
Yeah, I still want Trypticon. That's, yeah. Then I'll be happy.
Yep. I know Hot Rod's out. I want him.
Okay.
There were a couple others that were out that I was like, oh,
I still need the Sharkticon.
The Sharkticon is out.
Yeah, I know.
I
haven't seen him yet.
Apparently, I don't know if it's Twin Twist or who it is, but one of the, like, the remember the old pullback Transformers that spring up?
Yeah.
They did a Headmaster him that's kind of cool. So there's a few things that I'm looking for that technically came out this year.
Well, you've got like a thing you want them all, you want all the ones from the movie.
Yeah, I've been working on getting all the ones, like, you know, from the film, from the Transformers the movie. Yeah. So trying to anyway. Our buddy Floorburger says, Floorburger here. Will we be seeing any videos for the best figures and/or purchases from 2016? If not, what were some of your purchasing highlights of modern or vintage from 2016? Probably no video. Yeah, I wouldn't say we battled it back and forth, but Dave was kind of like, I thought about doing a video, but.
I couldn't come up with enough that I liked.
Yeah. You
know? And I didn't include non-retail purchases.
Right.
Or non-purchases. You know, yeah. What I mean? Like vintage stuff.
Yeah. The best purchase is the 16. Honestly.
Oh, for God's sake.
What? Oh, well, there was that Ghost Command
place. Yeah, there was that Ghost Command place that you wouldn't shut up about for 6 months.
Technically, that was bought in 2015, though. So.
Yeah, whatever. Got your filthy mitts on it in 2016.
My 2016, like the fun purchase this year was the $50 Fortress Maximus that Dave was kind enough to go to go pick up one
for. Anytime, buddy.
Yes, it was that was a fun purchase. Although after playing with him, I had buyer's remorse. I'm like, this kind of
25.
I know. I was like, the transformation is dumb. He just
He didn't seem that. It didn't seem that interesting. I just left him in robot mode and put him on the floor.
Yeah, he's gonna go up next to my other Fort Max somehow eventually. Vintage, there was the Ghost Command playset, but trying to think of a big.
You had Vulcan Rock. You had McDonaldland.
I had Vulcan Rock, McDonaldland. Those were two big vintage purchases.
I mean, literally big purchases.
Yes, that I was very excited for. It was a fun year, I think, for both of us for vintage toys. I mean, you snapped up a number of Grail pieces that people would die for.
Yeah, I did. I got Old Bob. I got the wind-up R2-D2.
Fine.
Well, because it was released in Japan.
Yeah.
I did officially complete... I mean, I'm going back and getting purtier versions and getting them complete, but I have every vintage figure...
Star Wars.
Star Wars and Ewoks. And a big chunk of droids.
Which is nuts.
Which is big for me.
Yeah.
I still need to go back and like get a spear for this guy, get a gun for this guy, get this guy without the paint rubbed off. There's some of those. In terms of modern stuff, I mean, like, I feel bad because like Boss Fight seemed like the shoe-in for Toy of the Year.
Yes.
Forever. Like, just as soon as I got my filthy hands on, because I think I got those in February. And I was
like,
these are Toy of the Year. These are awesome. And I think, number one, the fact that they just keep doing more of the Greek stuff. And it's like, I'm ready to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, let's show
off. They announce another wave of more Greek warriors. It's like, and then the other thing is then Lego Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Lego Batman. Like, I'm sorry. I love it. I love Batman. And they just, it's the greatest Batman thing ever done.
Yeah.
There's so much put into that. That's my toy line of the year is Lego Batman.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's a pretty nuts toy line. It's crazy.
It is awesome. I would venture to say.
Yes, I agree.
And then I Am Elemental would be a strong contender for that list. Yep. Valkyries would be a strong contender for that list.
Yeah,
that's the other thing that bugs me about. I hate to pick on Boss Fight, but like now that I have the Boss Fight figures and I have the Valkyrie figures, I am shocked that they do not play together.
Right,
you cannot take them apart and like swap.
Yeah.
Like the torsos and stuff. Because I was going to make like crazy Gorgon warriors for Cobra. And I was, cool. Man. Like I had this whole plan and it's just, it ain't working out.
None of them fit.
Well, the heads don't fit. And I'm like, and they're both made by Boss Fight. I don't understand why they're completely incompatible.
That sucks.
It's kind of like, yeah. So, but having said that, on their own, the Gorgon figures are wonderful. the Spartan figures. I mean, it is the. I mean, it's right after the Lego Batman stuff.
Right.
I mean, they are fantastic toys. I'm ready. Like I said with the I Am Elemental, they moved on.
Right.
They made that next step. They made that next leap. And I'm ready for that with Boss Fight. I'm ready for the not D&D, the Mexican non-union equivalent D&D yes. characters. And I'm ready for the space guy. I mean, I'm like three. The problem with Boss Fight is they keep showing off all this cool stuff that's like three or four things ahead. Like, I'm ready for the space guys. I'm ready for the crazy pirate undersea monster stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I love that stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, and it's like, it's, you know, it's, oh, I can't remember. It's Achilles. I'm like, oh, yay, Achilles.
You're like, all right, great. I'm glad. Yay. Glad that's happening.
Glad that's a thing. I want my orcs and crap.
Stephen Grubbs says, two questions if that's okay. It is. I've gotten to the point where I feel I can't do the whole collecting thing anymore and feel a bit lost as to what to do with do as a hobby now. Do either of you worry about reaching the point where enough is enough? And would either of you consider the possibility of selling everything if you ever reach that point?
Yes and no. I'm pretty bored with modern stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are figures from the Star Wars movies that I want, and then everything else is kind of like, you know, it's like if it's not the Cobra Law set, I don't even know if I'll get it this year. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no Transformer, aside from Trypticon, there's no and amongst the toys, like doing a Monty Python.
I know. Thing.
Okay, the Sharkticon and Trypticon, and then after that a con, there ain't nothing a con for Transformercon.
Yep.
Definitely not buying any Last Night of Cons.
No, no.
You know, I think I'm pretty much done cherry picking Turtles.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe complete the Beavers if they do the other two.
And maybe a Muck Man if he ever shows up.
Maybe. I mean, you know, that was never a big one for me.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just thinking of what I even want, and it's just like, I want Luke. You know, because everyone else is going to basically be the same from the last film, probably.
Yeah.
I can't come up with a lot of stuff that I really want figures of, you know? You know, I'll see what they do for Wonder Woman when her film comes out. I'll see what they do for Justice League.
Right.
I'm really burned out on Marvel Legends. They've done so many. Although they showed some new ones of those. Like, I hate to, like, break news in the middle of fan questions. They showed off a Miss Fantastic, an Invisible Woman.
Yeah, and
that blew my mind with Herbie.
And with Herbie, but nobody's quite sure if those are real or if they're customs.
Really? I thought they were real. Like, I thought they were store exclusives.
Well, apparently there was a lot of confusion when those hit. Like, the Groot hit I saw, and Jay Cochran from TNI posted it on Facebook, and then he, like, rescinded that and said, well, I take that back. I don't know if this is real or if it's custom. I think it's a custom. It's probably a custom. But it was too good of a custom. Like, the packaging, the interior packaging had room for, like, the Baby Groot and...
Yeah, Baby Groot and the Potted Groot, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, well, like, those have not
been... Because they had the foam trays.
Yeah, those have not been officially... Not foam,
plastic trays.
Plastic trays.
But I was just like, wow. Because if they do a Invisible Woman, that's kind of big. Because, you know, we've got this whole theory that they're putting the screws to Fantastic Four and X-Men.
Right.
So...
Although they've done a lot of X-Men figures this past year.
They did a wave of X-Men figures.
Well, but still... I mean, they will probably never get another wave of Fantastic Four until...
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. That's what I'm saying. Although
the Miss Fantastic, it looked... The picture of it looked really nice than the Herbie we've had before.
No, that's the different. That's a different Herbie.
Oh, is it a different Herbie?
It's Herbie. We've had Herbie before, but it was the old... The one that we have is the old style.
Oh, and this is the Hanna-Barbera...
No, well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different style. It's more rounded. And,
right.
And, gotcha. So it's a different style Herbie.
Oh, like, gotcha. Yeah.
I have no idea what the question is.
Do I worry about reaching the point where enough is enough?
Aren't you there?
I don't know. I sometimes I think I am.
Felt like once you got the Ghost Command, you're kind of like, yeah, I'm done with toys.
I wouldn't say I'm done with toys because I haven't purchased as many when we go to shows now. If you notice, I'm much more.
You're saying that you're cutting down on.
I'm much more selective on certain things. You know, if I find a gem, I pick it up. Like this McDonaldland playset, like, that was a gem, you know.
Well, you were looking for that, too.
I was, but it was for the price I could pass up. But, like, you know, I found a Rocks and Bugs and Things figure from this year, and finishing weird stuff like James Bond Jr. and stuff like that for relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I've almost gotten to the point where I'm just like, eh. You know, we've myself and Carrie both have kind of gotten to the point where this year at least we're not going to go to as many sales and auctions and flea markets as we did last year. We're kind of working on our savings. We're kind of pumping it back up because last year we had a lot of stuff going on with the dog and the washer and the yard and, you know, in the first
cats.
Yeah, the first several months of the year, we dropped like $5,000 around here. And it was just like, well, crap.
Yeah, believe me, I know the feeling.
Yeah, so we're kind of going to work on our savings and not spend as much. And I don't have any desire really to go. We might still go to a few Toy Man shows this year. Of course,
you're not going to go to any?
I know that'll upset a lot of people, but
that upsets me.
That upsets you, but I feel that if I stay away from it, I resist the urge to buy everything I see.
Well, I will happily, and I'm sure Mike would go along with me. We will physically punch you if you try to buy something.
I mean, we will go to King County because we were planning on that already. Anyway. Oh,
okay. Throw me a bone, I guess. Although honestly, I was thinking about it. I almost want to more go to C2E2 and hang out with like Benjamin Scott Spencer than necessary. I mean, I want to go to King County, but
right.
Like I'm kind of like, I'm the same boat. I'm like, there's not that much more that I quote need end quote to buy.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, there's one or two things I'd kind of like to get,
but nothing major.
Yeah. I don't like you said, I don't see myself buying like weird random crap like I used to.
Right.
You
know? Would I ever consider selling it all? Probably not. Dave's probably in the same boat. I don't think you'd ever consider selling it all. Dave's will not sell until Dave is dead.
Probably. I mean, yes. That's most likely. There is at least
not one. That we want Dave to die anytime soon, but that's...
It depends on the listener.
Those are the conversations that Dave and I have had in the past, because I think between you, myself, and Carrie, we've all talked to one another about, like, what happens if, unfortunately, like... You know, Carrie's been like, "What happens if you go or Jason goes? Like, what do you guys want done with your stuff?
Burned?
Not burning your stuff.
Huge pyre. No, but like, I mean, I can see a couple of scenarios where I would sell it all.
Yeah,
they're just like, especially the older and fatter and lonelier I get, the less likely they are. But I could see, you know, if the absolute right, perfect woman came along,
right,
and wanted to go do stuff, and you know, like you know, I could see. I mean, she would have to be like absolutely hit every.
You were like, I probably got $120,000 retailing toys downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, I could see doing like the end of 40-year-old virgin where you sell everything and then you've got all the money to go do stuff.
Yeah,
that's not gonna happen because that woman's not coming along.
No.
No.
I mean, I can, you know, the older and lonelier part makes me sad, but you should also.
Yeah, it's true.
You should add thinner. That's
I am not thinner. I know, am much fatter.
You should work on that.
All right. I hate to say I mean to, because that's what people always say. I mean to, intend to. Because I always get this way. My motivation is always the highest, like, right when, like, the world, you know, because we're getting an ice storm this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's just, and then we got February to get through, and it's like, ugh.
I know. It's all rough. And it sucks, too, because you're by yourself, so it's not like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have
like,
anybody there.
Yeah, there's no one there to, like, motivate you. Be like, come on, let's do it. Get up off the couch. Let's go.
And when I did, she was like, no, let's live while we're alive. Eat this stuff. And now that she's on her own, suddenly she's Miss Planet Fitness.
Yeah, it's like, oh, really?
Like, thanks. Wait a minute.
Thanks a lot.
Well, she apparently got chewed out by her doctor. So.
Oh, no. Yeah, that'll do it.
That seems to be a common thread among everybody.
Yeah, that did it for me. Well, it didn't do it for me, but did it for Carrie to go, you're losing that weight. Yes, ma'am. Don't you want to feel good? And I'm like, yeah, I guess
so. Yeah, I do too.
Don't you want to be able to, like, we go to Disney, walk? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. It's fine. Whatever. Cool.
Well, you picked up your chocolate milk.
I did. And I only have I have one chocolate milk every week. And it's wonderful. And I look forward to it every week.
All right.
It's kind of my little cheat.
It's your reward milk.
It is my reward milk. It's not great for me, but eh. It's better than pizza and McDonald's, I guess.
Madness.
I know, right? Charles Averett says, in your opinion, what was the best single toy and best action figure 2016?
So we already kind of answered that.
We did, but I did. The best thing that I saw this year was NECA's quarter-scale movie turtle, Donatello.
Mm.
Like, that thing is glorious looking. I have yet to see one in person. I've just seen tons of pictures of people having it, but it looks beautiful. I mean, it really does look really like a great, great toy. And I hope that NECA is able to release the other three, because... they are much cheaper than the 12-inch scale, like, statue ones that whatever
they were. Yeah, I remember we went over that.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
I would probably say Boss Fights Medusa is the figure of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lego Batman is the line of the year.
Yes. Bo Curley says, any hope for a Jill line in 2017, or do you think it's done until the next movie?
I thought it was done last year.
Yeah, I thought it was done last... We thought it was for sure done last year, and then Fun Pub was like, we got three more years!
No. I mean, there was that brief... They had a wave that showed up at Toys R Us.
Yes.
We keep getting asked if we're going to do reviews of it.
Yeah, and we're past that. Yeah.
That stuff got scattered to the wind.
Yeah, those have been acquiesced into Dave's collection somewhere.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. The thing is, like I said, we didn't know we were getting that wave.
Right.
So, who knows?
I don't know. I see Joe is this weird, like, continues to be the, Fox from Harry Potter. Like, it continues to be this creature that just, like...
Oh.
Yeah. The Phoenix.
Yeah.
Continues to be like the Phoenix and burns itself out and then reappears. And you're like, Joe's back. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know if we'll get another Joe movie. We probably will, but it's going to be many years at this point.
Sounds like it.
I don't see... I mean, for as long as talk has stalled on something like Masters and Hasbro's now trying to do this universe with this new Transformers film, they're trying to introduce elements of that. I can't imagine. The ideas we've heard for the Hasbro shared universe films are awful. So I don't think we'll ever get a good G.I. Joe film.
As opposed to the quality that we've come to expect from Transformers and G.I. Joe movies.
But you know that the G.I. Joe...
The movie's more... Like the
Rise of Cobra was...
Rise of Cobra was a fine action movie. It wasn't a good G.I. Joe movie. Yeah. And Retaliation got a little more of the G.I. Joe part right, but it just didn't have like the money behind it to have the right scale.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like he's driving around in the little ATV fighting three measly his tanks.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
You're like, oh. I mean, the characters are cool and all, but there's just nothing
There's no scope. Yeah, there's no substance.
Like, the first one had all this scope and blah, 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 but it got everything about G.I. Joe wrong.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see what
There's something to be said also with, like, leaving things alone.
Yeah.
Like, maybe putting something down and walking away from it and just cherishing your memories.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of people, a lot of lines, and a lot of properties that could probably... They're not going to do it because there's always money to be made. But, you know, you might be better off just walking away and...
True.
Having fond memories of the thing.
Very true. Our buddy Mike Irizarry wants to know, am I on this one?
No.
No. And then Bo again wants to know what Mike Irizarry is wearing.
Not much.
Unfortunately. Not much at all.
Not much.
And you know, I sent Irizarry a text message after you did not want any of the Joes that I picked up.
I told him Sunday he could have his pick of them.
I sent Irizarry and I was like, you still want these? And sent him a picture. And he goes, yeah, what else you got? And I sent him a list of what I had and he's never responded back.
What a jerk.
I'm like, really? That was 2 days ago. You're off at night.
He's not spending money on clothes. We know that.
No, yeah, that's true. That's for sure.
Not spending money on pants.
No. Ew. Ew. That's disgusting. Well, there you go, gang. That's going to bring Dave and I to the end of yet another show where we hopefully have created controversy and fun.
I'm sure there will be kerfufflery abounds in the fan group.
Probably. That's all right. You know what? We do our best. We try to do our best on the show. Sometimes we swing for the fences and whiff.
Yeah.
As with our episode before New Year's Eve. And then sometimes we get some winners. So
sometimes.
Gang, we'll be back next week with an all-new show. Make sure you check us out on iTunes and Stitcher or Toy World Order. Check out our sponsor, Shellhead Comics, the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at shelledcomics.com. And check us out on youtube.com/toyworldorder and youtube.com/boardtheshow. Like I said, we'll be back next week. And until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you cannot stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.